February 4, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Fight the good fight. Opening prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Use it to help me know you better and submit to your purposes for me. Read 2 Kings, chapter 12. Josh repairs the temple. In the seventh year of Jehu, Josh became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 40 years. His mother's name was Zibiah, she was from Beersheba. Josh did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all the years Jehoiada the priest instructed him. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. Josh said to the priests, "Collect all the money that is brought as sacred offerings to the temple of the Lord, the money collected in the census, the money received from personal vows, and the money brought voluntarily to the temple. Let every priest receive the money from one of the treasurers, then use it to repair whatever damage is found in the temple." But by the 23rd year of King Josh, the priests still had not repaired the temple. Therefore King Josh summoned Jehoiada the priest and the other priests and asked them, "Why aren't you repairing the damage done to the temple? Take no more money from your treasurers, but hand it over for repairing the temple." The priests agreed that they would not collect any more money from the people and that they would not repair the temple themselves. Jehoiada the priest took a chest and bored a hole in its lid. He placed it beside the altar, on the right side, as one enters the temple of the Lord. The priests who guarded the entrance put into the chest all the money that was brought to the temple of the Lord. Whenever they saw that there was a large amount of money in the chest, the royal secretary and the high priest came, counted the money that had been brought into the temple of the Lord, and put it into bags. When the amount had been determined, they gave the money to the men appointed to supervise the work on the temple. With it they paid those who worked on the temple of the Lord, the carpenters and builders, the masons, and stonecutters. They purchased timber and blocks of dressed stone for the repair of the temple of the Lord, and met all the other expenses of restoring the temple. The money brought into the temple was not spent for making silver basins, wick trimmers, sprinkling bowls, trumpets, or any other articles of gold or silver for the temple of the Lord. It was paid to the workers, who used it to repair the temple. They did not require an accounting from those to whom they gave the money to pay the workers, because they acted with complete honesty. The money from the guilt offerings and sin offerings was not brought into the temple of the Lord, it belonged to the priests. About this time, Hazael king of Aram went up and attacked Gath and captured it. Then he turned to attack Jerusalem. But Josh king of Judah took all the sacred objects dedicated by his predecessors, Jehoshaphat, Jehoram and Ahaziah, the kings of Judah, and the gifts he himself had dedicated and all the gold found in the treasuries of the temple of the Lord and of the royal palace, and he sent them to Hazael king of Aram, who then withdrew from Jerusalem. As for the other events of the reign of Josh, and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? His officials conspired against him and assassinated him at Beth Millo, on the road down to Silla. The officials who murdered him were Jozabad son of Shimeth and Jehozabad son of Shomer. He died and was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. And Amaziah, his son, succeeded him as king. Reflect. So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Following the instruction of the priest Jehoiada, King Josh renovates the temple during his reign in Judah. Though Josh is commended by God, he is criticized for failing to remove the high places, where people continue their pagan worship. Josh summons the priests to collect money from the census taxes and voluntary offerings for the temple restoration and to oversee the project. Additional donations are collected to pay the repair workers to resume the temple maintenance, which had been delayed because of a shortage of funds. Threatened by the Aramean attack, Josh gives Hazael king of Aram all the temple treasury dedicated by his predecessors to buy him off. Ironically, Josh set his mind to restore the temple, but in the end, he robs it. The chapter ends on a tragic note as Josh is murdered by his officials. However, the stripping of the temple treasury remains unannounced and the assassination of Josh unexplained here. The Book of Chronicles, however, points out that Josh does right when Jehoiada is alive and that his reign is marred by covenant failure, idolatry, and hostility between Josh and the priests after Jehoiada's death. Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, publicly rebukes Josh, who thereafter stones the priest to death, after triggering conspiracy against him in the nation. Chronicles remarks that the apostasy of Josh led to the domination by the Arameans and his assassination by his own servants. Just as Josh did, it's often easy to start a work for God with great enthusiasm. To finish well is quite another story. Apply. May Paul's words spur us on, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, where I stumble, I can trust you to pick me up. When I lose my way, you show me the right path. When I fail, you offer forgiveness. Thank you for your work in me that enables me to follow you.